that is the theme from the Milagro Beanfield War, produced and directed by Robert Redford. That is the theme from the movie, The Milagro Beanfield War. From my friend in Australia, the Pacific Plan has been approved at a Pacific Leaders Forum. That's the Pacific Plan. This opens the way for a Pacific regional government encompassing the Pacific Island nations of Australia, Cook Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, Fiji, Kiribati, Nauru, New Zealand, Niue, Palau, Papua New Guinea, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu, and Vanuatu. This regional grouping apparently makes up part of the bigger regional grouping, Asian, or A-S-E-A-N, which includes Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, and nations north of there. The small island nations are being promised economic development, finance for regional projects to tackle AIDS and bird flu, free trade, etc., from the Asian Development Bank. And we have that website here. It's forumsec.org.fj. And they have a statement of purpose in there, forumsec.org.fj. William, all these connecting of the dots to globalism is very apparent today in all its mannerisms.
When we look at the idea, Chris, that you brought out so eloquently there about the various councils, you know, we talk about them sometimes in terms of Soviet councils where they're basically being ruled from above. It looks like local action going on. Today being election day, we're being asked to vote on a variety of things, but very, very few of these unelected appointed boards are being impacted by the elections, and the directions that they've taken their areas and their regions is not being reflected in a system of representative government. They're basically autonomous groups, and they stand alone, and unless the people of the areas are aware of them, when they meet, where they meet, and are willing to take their own time to go and sit at these boards when and where they can go and sit in, and whether or not they can have a verbal impact or not is questionable. But that ties with this concept of taking away the system of representative government, of the Sovietization, the merger of regions. Going back to this Alaskan earthquake for a moment, and the idea of why would one ever, you know, unleash, let's say, a tsunami bomb or go down into the Aleutian Trench and detonate a device, not saying that that happened, just simply using it as an example. Having worked in the engineering and geological profession for years as a designer and a technician, there are basically several different ways of approaching design. One of them is to over-design something to look forward to a possible event, and the other one is to avoid the event. And we'll talk about that in a moment.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. William, continue with your thoughts as we went to pause.
Okay, as we were going into the break, I was starting to elaborate that there are various ways that geologists and engineers can work to basically protect against shifting ground and unsuitable subsoil surfaces. One of the things they do to do their studies beyond just doing a survey, a topographic mapping, they also bore holes into the ground, deep holes sometimes, or make test pits with a backhoe. But when we look at a desire, Alaska was 13 years as a state. Interesting. Not only do we have Good Friday, but we're also in the we just had our 13th birthday. So,
is that all?
Yeah.
1964?
Yeah, 1964. Uh-huh. Alaska became got statehood in 59. Uh-huh. And it had been a territory since 49, but or I believe that's correct. I would have to check. I believe it is correct. No, that was the centennial. Yeah. 1849 to 1959, it was a centennial. It was 100 years old, 113, I guess. So anyway, the concept is here is that the this boom that was coming on in southeastern Alaska, the Geologic Survey had been doing studies for years looking at this region because basically it was new to study. And when you think about planning cities, sustainable cities, and you think about planning for the future, if you know that you have an area that is unstable, in other words, if you know that there is an area that is loose or an area that is soft, or any of these sorts of things, before you can build large buildings and make great plans on that ground, you need to do something with them. You either compact them or you spend enormous amounts of money trying to shore up or to drill in or to bolt down or to improve foundations or float foundations. But when we studied inductive logic on that one day where I gave those five inductive criteria and we showed that you had to sometimes make something happen in order to test a hypothesis. If we have the idea in mind that if we know that an area is going to become a regional metropolitan area like Anchorage and southeastern Alaska has become, and it's going to be a major port for oil and transportation and whatnot, and you know that you're surrounded by very old volcanic plates that are laying there and that they're soft and they're weak and that there are mudslides possible in all the regions, it would be very easy to just simply say, fine, what we'll do is we'll bump it and let's just go ahead and make it fall. And basically, that is exactly the position that it is now in. I'll just quote from page 6 here of this report. Existing land level changes along the coast of South Central Alaska are likely now to be permanent, assuming that all or most of the accumulated strain energy in the inferred tectonic hinge zone was released by the March 27th earthquake. If further displacement should take place during the aftershock sequence, the amount of movement is now likely to be relatively minor. There is no firm basis on which to predict whether it will be in the same or the opposite direction as the initial movement, blah, blah, blah. So what we're seeing then is that after this earthquake occurred, that the whole region, that area near the epicenter along the Aleutian Trench there, now is much more stable than it was before. So that is a benefit that would have been gained. It would be something that you could only do by actually having the event occur. Then another curiosity, and this is on page 12 of this report, they talk about waves of unknown origin in Prince William Sound. There were a variety of tsunami-like tidal waves coming in that were not coming from the fault lines and the epicenters. They were just kind of random waves that were coming in as if they, well, they just say it specifically, waves of unknown origin in Prince William Sound, and it continues in there. And it talks about villages that were destroyed and other work. But the idea of being able to manipulate this kind of an event as a precursor to the transfer, the migration, if you will, of peoples and populations to move people back away from coastal routes for the interim period so that other activities could occur like we're seeing down now even in Louisiana. This adds a whole other dimension to the concept of man mastering nature.
Good point. Now, let me interrupt you for one quick minute here because you're right on the money. Out of Bonn, Germany, dated October 11th from Environment News Service, they say within the next 5 years, as many as 50 million people will be environmental refugees on the move to escape the effects of creeping environmental deterioration, according to the United Nations University experts. In a statement released to mark UN Day for Disaster Reduction on Wednesday, the UNU says sea level rise, expanding deserts, and flooding, quote, could eventually displace hundreds of millions, in quote, of people. Is that not coincidental, William?
Well, I don't know whether we're coincidental or whether we're just stacking up like dominoes towards this end game that is out there. But the idea of doing geologic surveys, whether there was anything done in Malaysia or not, the idea of looking for places that would be susceptible to the amount of force that could be exercised by man against these tectonic plates it goes way beyond diabolical, in my opinion. One of the things that I have always appreciated was our ability to solve these sort of problems, solving solutions, you know, coming out with engineering solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring it about in such a fashion without public knowledge and claim it off as a natural disaster is such a reprehensible thing to me. The idea of these live burning sacrifices and these great losses of life, if there is an intent, if there is a sound scientific reason to do such a thing and compensation for property is planned and is prepared to be made, then forward knowledge and let the people get out of the area, get them on board so that they understand that this is that where they're living is basically just a disaster zone in the making and that we have the technology to modify it. Please, folks, move inland. We're going to do this from this weekend to that weekend. After all the smoke clears, we'll do everything we can to, you know, get things together. And for those that are just simply going to lose their property, we have that fund established. But to just go ahead and unleash it on people and say, damage be damned, that to me is so reprehensible that it cannot be tolerated.
It's insanity at its greatest. And I don't know whether it was John M. Browning or Mr. Gatling, but whoever invented the machine gun to dispel the fact that people would want to war on each other, that the machine gun was so deadly that people would not want a war. And here we have to deal with these individuals that have created the ability to steer hurricanes out of harm's way, and yet they can be used in harm's way, just like the machine guns used to mow down soldiers in wars. And here we see from Environment News Service dated October 11th, landslides and floods in the aftermath of Hurricane Stan, combined with an earthquake off the coast of El Salvador, as well as a volcanic eruption, have killed at least 800 people throughout Central America and Mexico, and hundreds more are missing and feared dead. And this is the point, listeners. It's in an address to the nation. Guatemalan President Oscar Berger called the situation a true catastrophe. So here we are with these situations, these quote-unquote natural disasters that are killing off populations, William.
I know it. It's just absolutely it's offensive to me. But if there could be some way, and I don't know of any particular way, but if there could be some way of getting this message into the ears of Cheney and Bush and the Straussians that basically believe in their own philosophy that if we are told the truth, it will destroy society. I mean, that's almost a quote from Strauss. If there was just some way of letting them know, you know, the mm-hmm. administration, the State Department, the UN system, that we're wise on this, and that as more weeks and months go by, and as more researchers come on board, we can see the handwriting on this wall. This is man-made manipulation, and we're not going to tolerate a continued assault against the people of the planet. If Ted Turner and the others that are advocating the destruction of population to the level of maybe 500 million remaining, if they're going to stand on that and come out, they basically have threatened murder on major portions of the population. And I wonder, I really question the sanity of allowing them to remain free and at large. It seems to me that when someone goes to that level and goes on record, we need to call them to account and have an accounting of their system of philosophy and their science, because it really is endangering the entire planet, and it endangers the population of the world.
Yeah, and from WorldWire, dated October 13th from San Francisco, listen to this, people, the Trust for Public Land released a new compilation of inspiring land conservation stories from across America. The new book, Groundswell, Stories of Saving Places, Finding Community, celebrates the role of land conservation in preserving community character and connecting people to the land and to each other. And isn't that amazing as they create sustainable communities for us, island communities where we will not be permitted to leave, according to Joan Vion in the Global Straitjacket. It's all very, very ironic as this book is being introduced.
Well, it's not a new tech, new idea at all. We can get into urban planning a little bit as well.
We'll be back to continue with the broadcast. You want to question us, have any concerns that we're not addressing, call us, 800-313-9443. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Welcome back to the show, and we see here that Tony Blair today will address energy ministers from around the world on tackling climate change, but apparently he is failing to meet his own targets, with British carbon emissions on the rise again. What is global warming, William?
I think it's just about the same as smart growth. I think it's the same as sustainable development. I think it's about the same as Agenda 21. They're largely, they don't mean anything. They're just words that have been very, very carefully selected and promulgated that create an illusion of authenticity. But when they're inspected, they basically come down to meaning absolutely nothing. They're only words and terms that have a meaning at the time and the place in the audience and the speaker that actually uses them. So they're basically a perfect defense in court. You can't bring suit against global warming. You can't bring suit against smart growth. You wouldn't be able to sue sustainable development or challenge Agenda 21 because they basically mean nothing. It's Dadaism. But the idea that these sort of terms are out there, when we look at the universities and the colleges around the world, there are three primary focuses. The first is the natural sciences, and as I talked about, engineering and land surveying and geotechnical engineering, where we can go in and actually study an area, find out what it is, how susceptible it is to slumping, faulting, or other things, and then manipulate it through charges or whatever to create those slumps. That's one aspect. That's the hard stuff, the natural sciences. That's the empirical sciences. You can verify it empirically by scientific process. Another form of our knowledge is another area of the knowledge is the humanities, which tries to interpret the meaning of our life on Earth rather than to describe our physical world. And then the third, of course, is the social sciences, which focuses on man's life with other men in groups. And so when we come down to this idea of sustainable communities, the idea of having people herded into an area is not at all new. When I was going to college back in the 70s, my brother-in-law was, both of my brother-in-laws are architect urban planners, and so I was privy to their libraries and had access to a lot of books. And one of the books that I had for some years, I loaned it out, never came home, but it was called Compact City. And basically, this was a urban planning design project where they created a city that was much like a stack of pancakes on a plate. And all of the inner transportation problems and all of the heating and cooling and water and sewage and everything, it was self-contained. It was a compact city. And it's a really wonderful idea. It was great. It was fascinating to read, very well thought out. It looked like it would work quite well if you wanted to live there. But as I've mentioned to others, the idea of compact cities and these really high-tech living communities, when it goes from the point of being voluntary, in other words, I moved there, I chose to live like this, I had a job there, I like the idea of not having a car, I don't want to be messing with a lawn, don't want this, don't want that, I want to be able to just do my research, do my thing. It would be a perfect place for the philosopher kings to live. They could sit around and pontificate and postulate, but for people that don't want to live in something like that, for people who want to remain in connection with the natural environment and to be able to look out the window and see green vistas and things like that, or even just a lawn, or even if it's just the tiniest little place with four flowers, it's your yard, you like to go out and tend it, and so on and so forth. The idea of private property as opposed to communal living and utopia living. I think that Jimmy Walters has ideas and plans for these kinds of pancakey kind of totally sustainable cities. When it shifts from voluntary and free choice to mandatory without choice, that's when it goes across this line, just like weather modification. It crosses the boundary between the reasonable expectation to live free on the planet Earth as opposed to the mandatory, basically, warehousing of human resources.
And there is a situation that is multiplying itself with the news today, as Dennis has done tremendous research, as usual, and his staff. We see penguins show how climate change speeds up evolution. A colony of penguins that has bred at the same site in Antarctica for thousands of years has provided scientists with a rare insight into how a change in the climate can speed up the course of evolution. Researchers analyzed ancient fragments of DNA from the remains of penguins that have been buried at the site for up to 6,000 years and compared them to the DNA of living members of the same colony, they say. The comparison has offered a snapshot of small-scale evolutionary changes to the genetic sequence of the penguins' DNA that have occurred without any obvious changes to the appearance or behavior of the birds. So, scientists led by David Lambert of Massey University in Auckland, New Zealand, found that there had been significant changes to the DNA of the penguin colony that have probably arisen when the huge icebergs break off from the Antarctic ice shelf. Amazing. We'll be back to continue with the broadcast with William Roberts. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The sponsors and directions on the network, as that keeps us on the air. Penguin Show, how climate change speeds up evolution. I'll have to cover that tonight. We have a caller, William. Let's see what Carol in Pennsylvania has to say. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
You're talking about the weather control. Now, I heard on another program, not on your network, about 300,000 scientists have warned the government they're underground. And they said the government's using Tesla technology to control the weather.
Uh-huh.
And they warned them that they're coming back with a good technology to counteract all of this. Now, they have a website up, but it isn't. There's nothing on it yet. And they're going to have a press conference, I don't know, pretty soon. Now, I don't have the website on hand. I do have the website, but not. I don't know it right now. But anyway, you could probably get this gentleman on. He won't say a whole lot, but he's telling it.
Uh-huh.
And somebody had asked him why he didn't stop Katrina, and he said they averted it from Florida, and he said they were going to set off Mount Vesuvius, and they did stop that.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I can tell you. He wouldn't say a whole lot. I guess you don't show your hand, you know, maybe is what...
Well, there might be a lot of people in fear for their lives today.
Uh-huh.
With situations around the world going on the way they are.
He said, from what I understand, their technology, they modernized it compared to what the government has. And he said there won't be any wars eventually because they will give this technology to every country that we won't be able to invade them.
What do you think of that, William?
I think there's an idea every minute.
These situations are compounding themselves with bird flu, with the riots in France now, with situations around that I see that all this is creation of crisis. Ordo ab Caio. And Carol, if you have a contact number for this individual, can you leave it with the board operator?
I don't have that even, but I can go. You have email on your website, right?
Yes.
All right. What I'll do is I'll send the website, and there's a number. I believe there's a number there that you can contact this individual.
I thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And there's an idea born every minute of how to control populations in my thoughts here, Bill.
William. Yeah, there's always going to be an unending pattern, I guess you will say, of specialists and people coming forward, advancing new ideas, new technologies. And when I see it, then we'll address it. But at this point, let's go back to this fellow with the penguin story. Oftentimes in scientific research, the scientists are such super specialists that they work almost like a gambler. They have a visor on or a draft horse with blinders on, and they come to incredible conclusions, but they seldom ask the actual question. They don't bring out the question. And if we don't have the question, then the conclusion is sometimes very specious. Over a period of 1,000 years, are we talking about evolution as a response to breaking off ice age accumulations of ice into the Antarctic Ocean? Or are we perhaps talking about radiation exposure from the sun? Or are we talking about change in diet that produces some downline? The whole concept of evolution, to me, having read Darwin's treatise on the evolution of species, I can't recall, it's right across the room from me on the shelf, and the other work that I've done looking into that, there are lots of people that debunk the evolution hoax. There are tons of places to go, I imagine, on the website, but there's also lots of books the listeners can get. The idea of evolving and evolution, when you take it from the standpoint of a rifle, a scoped rifle, and you look at this one particular instance, yes, there might be something going on with the DNA, if you want to go to that level, with these penguins. The researcher turns right around and says, you can't see it, but we know it happened. Well, you know, then again, there's no, where's the evidence? What the idea that August Comte had with this idea of the captains of finance and industry running the planet, they would be supported by a cadre of these, their priesthood, the super social scientists and the super scientists of the world. And so whatever direction or idea that they're trying to lead in either the educational system or through the media or a combination of all the above, they'll just basically pay the right amount of money to the, through a foundation, to a college or to a research laboratory to have investigation done along this line. And the result we hope to see would be that there would be an evolutionary shift in DNA caused by global warming. Are you following me?
Absolutely.
And so it's so often is the case that it's the piper that calls the tune. And then it's their priesthood of the super social scientists and the supernatural scientists in general, then that write the lyrics to support the tune.
Yeah, and speaking of the priesthood, we're going to revisit secret societies tomorrow with Daryl Eberhardt, thanks to Walt, and we'll do that tomorrow. I just see that there's just been a school shooting. I just said last week we're ripe for another school shooting, William.
Well, it's not a surprise to me. We've seen this direction coming, and there certainly hasn't been any reduction in the amount of drugging. Even out here in rural America now, there's an advertisement in our local paper for a man who has come into the area, and now he's providing psychological counseling in a farm community where the greatest amount of psychological counseling in the past has been done at the cafes. But now we've got the full rollout of all of the psychotropics and the parents as teachers and the early childhood education in our public schools, how that was possible is beyond me. We provide a tax base for K through 12, and now we've got them as young as 3 in special portables that are coming in. So we're providing daycare services now through the educational system. But it's no surprise to me in the direction that they're going through the disarmament programs that we see in the UN publications list, this trade-off for financial aid for disarmament and bringing it into the communities, it's no surprise to me that we're seeing more shootings and more childhood suicides as this system continues to advance.
Yeah, we're being maneuvered and manipulated, and it's every facet of where you can look today in society is being corrupted and manipulated in my eyes as I see it. And I wish I was wrong. I do wish I was wrong with what I feel and see and have to be on the air to do this. I just wish that I was wrong. And I wish people would get together and work together and understand what the big problem is here.
Well, words are really important, Chris. You know, and part of the slogan, the mantra that has been coming on in my life is that we're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the children.
Right.
Of course, they don't say children anymore. Now it's we're doing it for the kids,
there
the baby
is.
Goats, you know.
Baby
but
goats.
The idea is that we need to understand our language and realize that we're not doing anything for the children. What we are doing is we're doing things to the children. And when we do things to the children, it alters their life, and that then brings us into the getting the children ready to take their positions and hold up their end of the New World Order when they graduate out of school and go on then is to become university professors themselves and come across just as this scientist did with this specious information about evolution. When you've been indoctrinated from 3 years old and now you find yourself writing college treatises, it's no surprise that this stuff is so far out in left field that an adult that has been spared of the system is scratching their head wondering whether they woke up on the planet stupider.
Well, it at this stage of where we are today, it's just amazing how the scenarios are played with us, as they call it a theater. I think of back on the Second World War, the Pacific Theater, the European Theater. They play all these games with us and manipulate populations to bring us into a one-world global government. And we're in a global government right now, and people don't realize it. They don't care. They're preoccupied with the television and its directions, and the propaganda machine that the press produces for us.
We make such an incredible mistake, I think, when we look for the center of government is wherever the flag is hanging. When we went into this, as Joan puts together very well in her book, we went into this idea of transnational. We're crossing borders, we're crossing boundaries, we're blurring the boundaries between nations. When we start moving the workers all over wherever they're needed, and coming around to a global citizen, all right, a global citizen who has absolutely no allegiance, no understanding, no customs, no traditions. They're just sort of two hands, two legs, and a brain that can do menial task labor. This direction of making a transnational organization, the centers of power and the seats of government become ludicrous. Where the flag is hanging no longer has any significance.
And this is the purpose of global migration.
Yes.
Nobody can communicate. They come from different cultures. They come from different backgrounds. And so they pollute, in America, they pollute our constitutional values. And so here we are with this situation in France, with the riots in France. Well, aren't we ripe for major rioting in America now, aren't we, William?
Well, when it goes to France, it generally comes to the United States. Once it goes there, it comes here oft times, not always. In the case of American Revolution, it went the other way, the Glorious Revolution in England, then to the American Revolution, and then to the French Revolution. But
mm-hmm.
These directions work around and around and around themselves. And it generally has its roots, and it goes right back to that Verona Treaty. It goes right back to these families, the families, Cooper called them the Black Nobility, that theater is this wonderful word. It's Shakespearean. It's just a play. It's a drama. It doesn't impact them. Their hands are not bloodied by it. The Rothschilds make money off of both sides of every war that's been coming on in the last 300-400 years, since Napoleon at least. When you can finance both sides of the war, kumbaya, who cares which side wins or loses? You're always moving towards the same direction, and every time you can create a skirmish, you can make money on it. But the Internet, now I'm not on the Internet, so I can't testify, but the Internet seems to be such a powerful tool for waking people up and getting them on board. In just a matter of minutes, the listeners can do research that outstrips a whole year of my work just simply by running search engines. I have to look for these books in hard copies. But with the Internet, I think that we're starting to see a tying together or bringing together of the peoples of the world who collectively are starting to get wise to this game. And quite frankly, I think that there are people in the Netherlands who would like to be Dutch. I think there are people in France who would like to be French, people in Spain that would like to remain Spanish. There are probably people now down in Colombia who identify themselves with Colombia and their heritage there and the things that they remember in their lives. Just as I prefer to think of myself as an American, I don't consider myself to be a U.S. citizen. I'm an American. And I think that around the world, we're starting to see that a general resistance to this collectivist mentality is rising, and hopefully we'll rise in time. Hopefully we'll be able to stand in solidarity so that in the long run we truly can be diverse. We really will have independent nation states, and we will be able to find ways of getting along without being manipulated into wars and wars and endless wars.
Yeah, the perfect example of that is Vietnam and the boat people that came out of Vietnam. They did not want to leave their country. They wanted to make their country sovereign. They did not want the encroachment of North Vietnam and the creation of Ho Chi Minh and his direction through communism. And that's a story that that has a big background. Ho Chi Minh Memorial Park's in Berkeley, California.
It is indeed.
And I believe he was educated at Stanford. I believe. I'm not positive about that, but Ho Chi Minh wanted to side with America at one time, and America wouldn't do it. America, the behind the scenes of America, is rife with secret society members to control and manipulate to bring about a one-world totalitarian system, in my thoughts, William.
Well, August Comte and Henry St. Simon, again, I just keep going back there. If people haven't gone to the Internet and checked them out or gone to your library, you won't get much of your libraries. Need to do independent research to get it. But Henry St. Simon was right here fighting shoulder to shoulder, so to speak, on the running a French artillery battery with George Washington. And when he left the colonies and went back to France, he was already writing about a European Union and an Anglo-European Union. So before the blood is even dried in our revolutions and their revolutionary periods, this direction was already going. And so we need to address that. We need to take a certain truth pill here and realize that the people that have the money, the people who have been making profits off the wars like the DuPonts and others, the people that have an ulterior motive, are not looking for progress, growth, and change. It's progress, all right. It's growth, it's all right. And it's going to be changing, but it's not going to be changing for the good. And it's not going to be moving in the directions that the commoner would think logical or reasonable. It's going to be going further and further towards this situation where choice is no longer going to be one of the things that we think about. The liberties are going, Ashcroft goes, you will lose your liberties. It's all in line with the Comtean concept of the abolition, permanent abolition of anarchy. Yet in his mind, anarchy was all those pesky freedoms and all those pesky liberties that created social unrest when the jackboot on the throat got a little bit oppressive.
Yeah, and here we are with out of Tulsa, Oklahoma high schools need to do a better job of challenging students so their skills won't become obsolete overnight, a U.S. Education Department official said Wednesday. Governor's Summit aims to improve high schools, William. How are they going to improve the high schools, William?
Get the federal government out of the high schools.
There it is. We'll be back to wrap it up with Jeff. Stay with us. So the truth will set us free.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
As we wrap up the broadcast for today, let's see what Jeff has to say. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. Did William just say something about that this Compt was anti-anarchist? Or?
Yes.
So you're anti-Compt, in other words, right? Or
I don't agree with August Comte's philosophy at all. But his idea now, anti-anarchist, if you got what I'm saying, his idea of anarchy are all of our pesky liberties.
Yeah.
Well, what he basically was doing is he was establishing a system by which the patriciate, the captains of finance and industry, the Roman people basically, would be able to control the world and not have to deal with the chaff, so to speak, the vulgar and the profane, by setting up a system by which anarchy would no longer be any kind of resistance against their system of government would any longer be possible.
You mentioned Ted Turner and the United Nations, and I thought that they want to see the reduction in the world population done more gradually by, like, what the Chinese are doing, one child per family over several generations and not by murder, like what you said.
We'll see how it rolls out.
You know, I think this United Nations population reduction plan would help preserve non-Hispanic-influenced Native American tribe reservations, like in San Diego County, which are beautiful lands, and white Anglo maintenance of predominant influence in Southern California.
Look, it's the government of Mexico that's made this happen, along with the complacency of the U.N. system, to make this exasperate itself. This is what's going on. There's enough room on the planet for everyone. It's just the economic system is being controlled, isn't it, William?
Well, I would have to look around me. I'm surrounded by thousands of acres, and there's only about three or four people living on them.
The point is, the management is in control. Free enterprise is outdated, outmoded. Free enterprise is not to be allowed. It's all global corporate structure that's engineering our system today. And it's the UN system with the State Department that's migrating millions to America today. On their own website, they say this, Jeff. The State Department is bringing millions to our country. And yet our borders remain open on purpose because of that executive order that nobody pays attention to, except a few of us, Executive Order 13107, Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. This is very, very vital, and people haven't done their research into this. We're living the Hegelian dialectic, Jeff.
Well,
so to eliminate these people is a terrible thing to say.
Well, Islam, like Michael Savage is saying, these Islamic people going into France are having like 8 or 10 kids, and if we get them kind of people in Mexican Catholics, like in San Diego County,
we're going to address that tomorrow.
They're just going to ruin it.
This is by design, though. To migrate countries is by design. It's a UN design to pollute countries.
Yeah, the migration is, but the Islamic and Mexican Catholic philosophy, that's indigenous to their ideas. The UN didn't cause them to think that way.
The Catholic Church did, and we'll address that tomorrow. Thank you for being with me today, William. I sure appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.com.